I'm Jim Sharp. You are listening to Arizona's Morning News. It's 8 o'clock, and that was the sound of hundreds of Republicans at the DoubleTree Resort in Scottsdale chanting after Governor Doug Ducey made his victory speech last night. But a couple of big Arizona races are still too close to call.
500,000 to 600,000 early ballots have not yet been counted.
And that is our top story. Here's Jamie West.
Arizona votes. Election 2018.
The Senate race between Republican Martha McSally and Democrat Kyrsten Sinema was too close to call when you went to bed last night, and that is still the case this morning. KTAR's Jim Cross begins our live team election coverage.
Yeah, Jamie, that needle hasn't moved in hours. Less than a point separates the leader, Martha McSally, from Democrat Kyrsten Sinema, and Garrett Archer, senior analyst at the Arizona Secretary of State's office, says about 500,000 early ballots still have to be counted up. Most of those are here in Maricopa County.
We've already counted 1.6 million votes on Election Day, and that is the bulk of early ballots throughout the entire state, as well as Election Day voters in Maricopa County and Election Day voters, in fact, across all of the counties.
And Archer says it's unlikely a Senate winner would be decided today, maybe not even tomorrow. More likely at the end of the week. Right now, the turnout at 47%. Live in the News Center, Jim Cross, KTAR News.
And I'm Jeremy Foster, live in the News Center. Governor Ducey easily reelected to a second term with about 60% of the vote over Democrat David Garcia. Ducey told his supporters last night, thank you. He also had a message for his non-supporters, which was, I still work for you.
My goal these past 4 years has been to be a governor of all the people, without regard for party affiliation, who you are, or where life finds you. And that won't change.
Republican Steve Gaynor will be the new Secretary of State. Republican Kimberly Yee won the state treasurer's race. The race for superintendent of public instruction is still too close to call, and it looks like the Phoenix mayoral race between four candidates is heading to a runoff. That will feature Kate Gallego and fellow Democrat Daniel Valenzuela. You can get a full list of all the election results at KTAR.com. Live in the News Center, Jeremy Foster, KTAR News.
And here's a victorious Mark Brnovich.
Tom Steyer, kiss my...
Yeah, after being reelected as Arizona's attorney general, he spent much of his victory speech denouncing the California billionaire who funded attack ads against him, but he also thanked his supporters.
I'm truly blessed and fortunate to be living in this country at this time and in this state, so I want to thank everyone again.
Coming up next, we're going to take a look at which propositions passed and which ones failed as KTAR's Election Day coverage continues.
And now at 8:02, here is Detour Dan in the Valley Chevy Dealers Traffic Center.
All right, I was going to tell you the left lane was blocked on the 17 southbound near Joe Max, but it looks like it just got moved, so all lanes getting reopened there. Had a crash there just a few minutes ago. Also working a wreck on the southbound 101 Price, south of Broadway. That is also blocking the number one left lane on this wreck, so a stay right is what gets you by. Southbound 101 Price, south of Broadway. Westbound 202, Santan, west of Cooper. Still got a wreck that's off to the right down on that neck of the woods, but man, it's the surface street wrecks and the ride times that are really raising eyebrows. Wrecks at Hardy and Elliott, Thomas East to the 17, 16th Street in Union Hills, 19th Avenue and Deer Valley Road, 43rd Avenue in Glendale, Glendale at I-17, Peoria at I-17, a wreck there near 25th Avenue, and like I say, ride times pretty stiff right now, 30 minutes southbound 17 from Peoria to 19th Avenue, and 43 minutes eastbound 101, 75th Avenue, all the way into Frank Lloyd Wright Boulevard. The 10 eastbound, slightly improved, 83rd Avenue is your new point A, all the way into 7th Street for the point B, though. This traffic report brought to you by the law offices of Donald W. Hudspeth. If you own a business, are starting a business, or are currently in a dispute, the law offices of Donald W. Hudspeth can help. Just text the word law to 411-923. That's law to 411-923. Dietrich Dan, KTR News.
It's going to be a gorgeous day across our state. Light winds, clear skies, and near average high temperatures persist. Phoenix tops out at 82 degrees today. We'll reach the low 80s again on Thursday before dropping into the upper 70s Friday and this weekend. I'm ABC 15 meteorologist Iris Hermosillo.
At 8:04, it is 59 degrees in Peoria. Arizona votes. A breakdown now on the propositions that were passed by voters.
Proposition 126 bans professional service taxes on sectors like real estate, accounting, and healthcare, including doctor visits. Proposition 306 also passed. This will prohibit Arizona candidates who use clean elections funding from transferring any campaign funds to a political party. Arizona voters passed Prop 125. This will amend the Arizona Constitution to allow for two state pension plans to be adjusted for corrections officers and elected officials. Ashley Flood, KTAR News.
And Proposition 127 failed.
Prop 127 called for a constitutional amendment requiring APS to provide 50% of electricity from renewable sources by the year 2030, regardless of cost to customers. APS issued a statement saying 127 was ill-conceived and opposed by many small business leaders. APS says it's launching an effort to gather ideas and input from customers to identify clean energy innovations and build an infrastructure for Arizona's future. John Roller, KTAR News.
Voters also rejected Prop 305, which would have expanded the number of children eligible for the Empowerment Scholarship Program. It allows public money to be used for private schools. Hundreds of students waited in line for hours to cast ballots at ASU's Tempe campus yesterday. Education, immigration, equality, and LGBTQ issues were among the top concerns that brought them out to vote. Several races also got the attention of young voters.
The one that I'm probably most excited for is the one for Senate between McSally and Sinema, just because I haven't seen something that close with any sort of like differing parties in Arizona in a long time.
That's ASU student Ilana Ramirez. After all ballots are counted, turnout from young voters in Arizona is expected to top the 2014 midterm elections. Well, it looks like Republicans will keep control of the U.S. Senate. Let's take a look at some National Election Day results.
President Trump plans a news conference soon at the White House after tweeting the election was a big victory despite losing the House. ABC's Cecilia Vega talked with divided voters.
With tensions running high, the president's influence looming across the country.
I cannot stand the president. I think he's just a faker and a liar, and I hope he gets impeached.
Well, I love President Trump. What can I say? I love him. He's a good president.
Those votes turning to change in the House, where Democrats flipped nearly 30 seats from red to blue.
Voters in at least six states flipped governor seats from red to blue, including a huge upset in the Badger state.
Oh, Lord, thank you, Wisconsin. Was this close enough? Was this close enough for you?
Democrat Tony Evers edging out two-term Republican Governor Scott Walker. Voter turnout nationwide smashing records. With continuing coverage, Election 2018, Mona Rivera, ABC News.
Keep it here on KTAR for the very latest on the election results, including the races that are still too close to call. Also, you can find a complete list of results at KTAR.com. KTAR News Time, 8:07.